Welcome. Today, we're pairing Tenerife and La Gomera, two Canary islands that make far more sense together than as substitutes. Think volcanic scale, wide Atlantic views, and then a quieter island of steep roads and green forest trails. Tenerife can feel like several landscapes folded into one island. The coast may be bright and dry, while the interior climbs through changing weather toward the enormous volcanic presence of Teide National Park. If you only settle into one resort area, you miss that contrast. Give yourself room to travel inland, stop at viewpoints, and notice how quickly the colors shift from dark lava fields to pine-covered slopes and blue water. Teide is the visual anchor, but it is not a box to tick quickly. A clear day brings remarkable scale, cloud can bring a different kind of drama. Either way, check park access, weather, and any walking guidance before you go. For the coastal side, choose a viewpoint or a small stretch of shoreline rather than trying to race around the entire island. Tenerife rewards a little selectiveness. The best moments often arrive between the famous stops. Then comes La Gomera, the reset button. It is close enough for an island hop, yet its rhythm feels slower almost immediately. Roads curve through deep ravines, villages sit on steep slopes, and the Atlantic keeps appearing below you. Its great landscape contrast is Garigione National Park, known for its laurel forest scenery. Mist, mossy greenery, and sheltered paths can feel worlds away from Tenerife's exposed volcanic spaces. My advice here is simple: do less, more slowly. Winding roads and changing elevations mean that a short distance can take longer than it looks. Leave space for a walk, a viewpoint, and an unplanned village stop. Here is a flexible 5-day framework. Start with 2 days on Tenerife, one centered on the volcanic interior and Teide's surroundings, another for a coastline, viewpoint, or contrasting northern landscape. On day 3, take the inter-island ferry to La Gomera and keep the afternoon light. Settle in, walk a little near your base, and let the pace change instead of treating the crossing as a transit inconvenience. Use days 4 and 5 for Garigione area walks, mountain viewpoints, and one or two villages. Return to Tenerife afterward if that suits your onward journey. Before committing, check current crossings, road conditions, park access, and trail advice locally. Food is an easy way to connect the landscape to the table. Look for papas or regattas with mojo, local cheeses, fresh fish, and seasonal produce. These are simple pleasures and they are often best enjoyed without overplanning every meal. For many independent travelers, the milder shoulder seasons offer a good balance of walking weather and a calmer feel. Still, conditions vary sharply by elevation. A warm coast does not guarantee comfortable weather in the mountains. A rental car gives useful freedom, especially for Tenerife's interior and La Gomera's scattered viewpoints. Drive patiently on mountain roads, avoid packing too much into a day, and plan public transport carefully if you choose not to drive. Treat ferry travel as part of the plan, not an afterthought. Build in breathing room around crossings and onward flights, and confirm the practical details close to departure rather than relying on an old itinerary. Both islands ask for careful travel. Stay on marked trails, carry layers and water, respect protected habitats, and never disturb wildlife for a closer photo. In smaller villages, remember that everyday life is happening around you. Supporting local cafes, guides, and small businesses is a practical way to leave a positive trace. So is conserving water and keeping volcanic and forest landscapes exactly as you found them. The useful takeaway is this: Tenerife and La Gomera work best as two halves of one journey. Tenerife gives you expansive volcanic drama. La Gomera offers a slower, greener counterpoint with time to walk and look closely. Plan with flexibility, especially around weather, trails, roads, and ferries. Let the landscapes set the pace, and you will come away with a fuller sense of the Canary Islands than either island alone can provide. Thanks for listening and safe travels.